one of the subjects of this week's reading is about the manna. That's the bread that came down from heaven. Actually, our sages say that the blessing that the people used to recite before eating this, which actually was like very small white little balls, the blessing was Hamoitzi lechem min hashamayim, that God gives us bread from the heavens. Actually, it came down from heaven. Now, in this bread from heaven, we find actually two contradictory things. On one hand was the most great, huge and big richness. Why? Our sages say that actually it came down not just with little white balls to eat, it actually came down with all kinds of pearls and precious stones, etc. A lot of richness, so to speak. All the tastes that a person wanted to taste, actually he tasted. You wanted to eat chicken today, so it tasted like chicken. You wanted to eat chocolate today, so it tasted like chocolate, whatever. I don't know if they had chocolate in those days, in those times, in those places of the world. But whatever the case is, any taste you wanted to taste, there you had it. And it was always enough, and it really satiated you. So it was the most great richness in the world. On the other hand, at the same time, it was the greatest poorness in the world. Because you ate and you didn't have for tomorrow. You had to wait until it came down the next day to eat more. And besides that, okay, the taste was whatever you wanted to taste. But the truth is, you did not see the chicken you wanted to taste. You didn't see the chocolate you wanted to taste. It just be white little balls. And our sages say that it's not the same thing to see what you're eating than to just taste the taste, whatever the case is. So we find that in the manna that came down from heaven, we have these two contradictory things at the same time. The greatest richness and the greatest poorness. And this actually represents that the place, spiritual place, where the man came from was such a high place, such a huge spiritual level, that it could contain these two contradictory things. But what does it teach us? There are two types of tests in the world, two difficulties that a person can live. There's the test of richness, and there's the test of poorness, of being poor. The test of richness means that a person can think that all the great riches that he has, it's actually because of his very smart, and he's very capable, and every single thing that I did is because of my strength. Actually, that it says, my strength, the power of my hand, is what actually made me to have such great richness. So, first of all, the man is teaching us, you should not forget, richness comes from heaven. It's not because of you. However, at the same time, there's a test of poorness. What does that mean, poorness? Means that a person might think that the difficulties that he has in life actually came from heaven. God is guilty because of my difficulties. But the truth is that the reason why you cannot actually feel the greatness of the man is because we couldn't feel it. Not because the man in itself, the manna in itself, didn't have a great spiritual level. Actually, we could not incorporate in our lives the infinity and the greatness of the man. Therefore, we didn't see what we were tasting. Therefore, we had doubts. Maybe tomorrow is not going to fall, and I'm not going to have anything to eat. What's going to happen with me, etc., etc. So the test of the poorness means never think that the difficulties from your life actually are because of God. He is guilty of my difficulties. No. Anything that comes from God is good. Anything. There's no bad things. That's how the prophet says it. No bad things that came down from heaven. Rather, we cannot incorporate that, and we feel it and we understand it as poorness. So these two tests, we find it in the same subject, so to speak, in the same object, the man in itself. And this comes to teach us, whatever the situation is that you're living in your life, it could be a great, great simcha, happiness. Could be great, great poorness. Terrible thing. You should know this is a message from God to taste you, to give you the opportunity of reconnecting yourself to God in the richness, in the happiness, so to speak, Don't forget, it came from God. And in the poorness, in the difficulties, don't forget, you're not actually incorporating the goodness of God. And it's your work within yourself that you have to do to recognize that this is actually something good, because no, lo ra yered nashamay, there's nothing bad that comes down from heaven.